Tanya Regis is the new CEO of Out and Equal Workplace Advocates, and she's here to talk about Out and Equal's 2018 agenda and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Charlotte. Happy to be with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Tell us about Out and Equal.
So Out and Equal is dedicated exclusively to achieving global LGBTQ workplace equality. We partner with Fortune 500 companies and governments around the world to build welcoming and inclusive workplaces. Our flagship program, which many of your listeners may know about, is called the Out and Equal Workplace Summit, and it is the largest gathering of LGBTQ and ally professionals in the world. We're expecting 5,000 leaders to join us in Seattle this October, and I hope many of you listening can make it.
How did you become involved?
So, Charlotte, I was working for Booz Allen at the time, and when I came out in my mid-20s, right away joined the Globe ERG at Booz Allen, and they sent me to my first Out and Equal Summit in Orlando. So I had what many people who have been to a summit call a summit magical moment. And for me, it was going to a bisexual workshop. It was in a small room, and I wasn't quite sure who was going to be in there. And the room was packed, and it was full of emotion and people talking about their stories and their experiences coming out as bi or queer in their workplace. So that was the first moment that I was able to kind of hone in on not only meeting people, but really hone in on the language and start to create that language for myself. And I came back and not only kind of, I think, rounded out our Globe ERG, and we started having some really interesting conversations about identity back then, but also it really is what cemented my desire to remain involved in Out and Equal. So that turned into more work. I became the co-chair of one of the summits in Washington, D.C., and also joined the board of directors. So I had been working overseas for a while, and when I came back, it was a few months before the election, and of course, you know, post-election, like many of your listeners probably, and maybe you as well, I just asked myself the question, how do I get back involved? I really want to do something. And that brought me back to Out and Equal, which is really where I wanted to put my time and energy, and that is right about the same time that Felice Berry, our wonderful pioneer and founder, she was retiring. So that brought me back here, and here we are today.
Tell us about your 11th annual executive forum that takes place March 28th to March 30th in San Francisco.
It's going to be a great event. Executive forum is the opportunity for LGBTQ individuals to develop themselves in a much smaller format and, you know, work on their own professional development and leadership skills. So we're adding the government track this year, and it's just a really intimate setting, and we really believe strongly in supporting, you know, individuals as they create and share their stories, as they hone in on their how they want to grow themselves professionally and connect to other LGBTQ professionals at whatever level they may be. So we're super excited for Expo this year, and if anybody's interested in it, of course, you can find more information on the website.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
It's a great question. It's a big question. I mean, we want to achieve, you know, a lofty goal, but we really want to achieve global LGBT workplace equality. So, you know, specifically for all of our partners in the private and public sector to create inclusive and welcoming workplaces where people feel like they really belong and are contributing and that their talents are contributing to their organizations. We want people to be happy at work, and we want those workplaces to be healthy. And we want, you know, more specifically, we want everybody to be their authentic selves. And I know for me personally, there was a moment, you know, when I was coming out in my 20s, you know, I felt like I really wanted to be aligned across the areas of my life that were most important to me. So coming out at work was one of them, coming out to my family. At the time when I was doing some work with the Matthew Shepard Foundation out in Colorado, a year after Matthew Shepard was killed, that was where I found the Unitarian community, for example, and that they were really working for social justice causes. And so I think that helping other individuals throughout the world actually feel aligned and that they're fully contributing is really what the organization's trying to accomplish, and it really resonates with me, and it's the kind of organization I want to lead.
How do you see our LGBT community moving forward in this Trump administration, especially when it comes to workplace equality?
I think the simple answer is that we need to move forward together. And that means that to whatever extent people, you know, listening to this can reach out and find strength in the LGBTQ community, you know, get involved in the community and figure out a way to make an impact. And the other thing that's so important for Out and Equal now, Charlotte, and for me personally as well, is, you know, intersections are so important. And this discussion about intersectionality and not just reaching out to the LGBTQ community, which is, you know, what we're kind of talking about, but also we represent so much diversity. I mean, I'm a parent of two little girls as well, and I think that to find strength and comfort during this administration and this first year and moving on into the second year, it's just so important. I think we need to move forward together. As far as Out and Equal goes, we are embarking on a new strategic planning process, and, you know, starting with the announcement of me as CEO, we're launching into something called the Big Listen. And it's not Aaron Uribe's listening tour. It's really about Out and Equal, the entire organization, positioning ourselves and opening up networks and, I should say, avenues for people to give us feedback to contribute to the strategic plan, and how we can start to tie, you know, communities together in these really important dialogues and work that people are doing. I think at this point, Charlotte, I mean, it's all hands on deck. It's whatever people can do. There's plenty of really important work to go around right now. I know at Out and Equal, besides wanting to have this inclusive strategic planning process, we're maintaining a focus on all the great work we're doing, and especially internationally. So we're going to tie together, you know, our main constituents and the work that they're doing in Fortune 500 companies and in the government. But also, we're really making inroads and doing a lot of work internationally. So even this year, we're going to be working in India, Chile, Brazil, China. I have a lot of international work in my background. I'm also I was in West Africa for a while. You know, we're not trying to replace what organizations are doing on the ground, but we're trying to tie all of us together, not just Americans who are, you know, trying to combat what's happening in the Trump administration, but literally all around the world. So connecting dialogues, examining best practices, seeing how people who may do it in one country put it through their own cultural filter, and then continue to drive this important work forward. So I think with all that said, you know, we do it together, and that we remain focused on helping organizations bring their promise of equality around the world.
You mentioned you were a parent. With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
Oh, gosh, such a great question. So glad you asked it. You know, so many of us, Charlotte, have been in what feels like a hopeless spot at some time in our lives. And, you know, it may seem cliche now, but it really does get better. And more importantly, though, it will get better because of you, our LGBTQ youth. You will make it better. I encourage you to get engaged with your community, to reach out to groups like the Trevor Project for support when you need it, offer support to others when you have it, and come join us in this work for equality. It's really important, and we want you to be with us.
How can people get information about Out and Equal?
Our website is a first great stop, so outandequal.org, and you can follow us on social. All of our handles are Out and Equal, and mine is Aaron Rudis. Also, join our free town calls. We're doing more and more of those, really great opportunities for people to log in. It doesn't cost anything. And come to an event if you can. We'll be hosting events in San Francisco, Mississippi this year, which we're really excited about, D.C., Brazil, India, China, Chile, like I mentioned, Seattle, of course. And we really are looking at opportunities to make our events more accessible digitally later. And we do have opportunities for scholarships as well. So I think that if people are interested, there's a way if you go to the website to plug into us. We really want to encourage people to get involved as much as they can.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Anytime somebody asks me why I do this work, you know, really, like, what is the heart of my passion around this work? And, you know, I think that I love the opportunity to tell people that it may sound, you know, cliche, but I really want to make the world a better place for my kids and for everybody, you know, all the young people that you mentioned about the youth that may be going through hard times. We have a lot of choices that we have to make. Everybody's really busy, but I know this work is not easy, and it may even mean sometimes, you know, where I'm not totally available to, like, my kids, for example, right now, and we're so busy, and balancing that role of parent, as a working parent, is important. But I really want to make the world a better place for them. I want them to be proud of me when I'm older. And I think that as people think about what they can do to help support us, whether that's with your, by, making a donation or getting involved specifically in our work. I just encourage people to ask themselves what they can do.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do, actually, and it's quite simple, but I would love to tell you the backstory on it. My favorite quote or mantra that I'm thinking a lot about now is actually tattooed on my right wrist, and it says, be strong. It's really simple. I do look at it, especially when things come up in the new year with the administration, that it feels like I need to go back to something positive. And what happened, Charlotte, was I was actually at Dulles Airport in Washington waiting for my girlfriend at the time to arrive from Sweden. And it happened to be during the Muslim ban, and the ACLU lawyers had set up a table there to help kind of advise and get people through from, Arabic Muslim countries who may have a hard time getting through. And right by that table walks Qasr Khan, who was the incredible Pakistani gentleman who spoke at the Democratic National Convention. And as you remember, maybe some of your listeners remember he and his wife standing up there and him holding up a copy of the Constitution and saying, he had lost his son, who was a wonderful, proud-serving member of our military, and held up, a copy of the Constitution and said, Donald Trump, have you even read our Constitution? Because if not, I'll give you a copy of mine. And so when I saw that, when I saw him, it was an incredibly profoundly impactful moment for me, and he's really been a hero of mine since I saw him. So he walked up to the table, and right at that moment, I gave him a hug. I told him how much his speech meant to me. And, the ACLU lawyers had copies of the Constitution on the table, and they gave me a copy, and he signed it for me. And he simply said, Aaron, be strong, Qasr Khan, and signed it. And I actually lifted that and, got the tattoo on my wrist. And I look at it. I write with my right hand, and I feel like every moment when I really need it, I look at that. And it's not elaborate, but it is so simple. I think all of us need to pull upon that, the simple things that get us through. And for me, that's just be strong.